What about talking about the freshwater stuff that you eat? What about saltwater things that maybe you eat when you go down to Florida? Some of the different kinds of seafood, you know, saltwater.
Oh, I like shrimp. I'm ready to go shrimp, oysters, and then this fish, because I see it's good, and red snapper, and a little sea speckled trout, good to eat.
When you fished that in Florida, where did you go, in the Atlantic, or did you go in the...
No, I went over here right down in Tallahassee.
Yeah, it was all you were down in the Gulf?
Mm-hmm. There was a bridge, low bridge across, and one reason why I'd go, well, there was a cabin where we could always use a voluntary friend, and they charged you $2 to cross that bridge, and that kept, you know, most people out. And the ones that was in there was usually nice people.
And see, now, anyway,
seafood,
you like things that you might fish with, what might you use for bait?
Well, we actually use worms.
Any special kind of worm do you use?
It's a red worm.
Is he a big worm or is he small?
Some of them get good sun.
What about, you ever use any kind of blue fish for bait?
We didn't back there. I haven't.
What do you call those? The little small kind?
I don't believe I know. We mostly use shrimp.
Yes. You
know.
Have you ever talked about shiners and billies or anything like that?
Shiner. I've heard that name used. That was something that they tied on to the line, wasn't it?
Yeah, some people talk about it as a little fish that they use for.
Well, I didn't use no minnows.
And some little small insects that talk about those a bit there. Different kind of insects that might sting you, you know. What about those? You tell me about some of those.
Well, of course, the old mosquito was the meanest one. And, of course, there's bees that sting you. Yellow jackets, they're different things, Steve.
Those yellow jackets, those are supposed to do that. Other things like the yellow jackets that, you know, that sting. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of build a nest up on the porch.
Wasps. They don't look like a yellow jacket, but they're stinging.
What about those kind of build it? I don't know, those kind of things out in trees, big white things.
Is
out maybe a tree.
Hornet's nest.
Which of those is supposed to have a worse sting? Did y'all? That
hornet was, it hurts you more than a bee.
Even more than a yellow jacket or wasp too?
Well, I'd say so, but the yellow jacket would hurt people.
And sometimes you see them there. These little bugs that fly around at night and the tail will light up.
What?
Do you still see a lot of those?
Mm-hmm.
I went for a while in Alabama and I didn't see any. Used to, when a kid would catch them, put them in jars.
We still see.
But I went for a while, but it's starting to come back. I think a lot of it's mosquito sprays. What about the kind that, you know, if you have a lamb, they'll get in there and fly around it.
Flies?
There's another kind, too, that they'll eat your clothes.
Mouse?
Yeah.